Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Hedgerows are essential for maintaining wildlife diversity, supporting species such as hedgehogs and birds, innumerable plants, bees, butterflies and other insects. Not only are they an invaluable resource for much of our wildlife, they are vital in providing food and shelter for pollinators, cleaning our air, defining our landscape and storing carbon. Una O'Dwyer is a food forager, cook, teacher and lover of the outdoors. Now based in Clare, growing up in Tipperary, she appreciated nature and the importance of our hedgerows.
We were blessed with the green and the hedgerows and the amazing, I suppose, diversity. We just took for granted. You know, we had pheasants and hares and rabbits and foxes and badgers. I know we have them now, but like, we're facing what's called the sixth mass extinction. The Irish government declared a biodiversity emergency. In an emergency, you actually do something, you know? But I can't stress enough that we really have to kind of be doing an awful lot more for biodiversity loss. I mean, biodiversity provides us freely with all the ecosystem services that we require for life. Biodiversity is the life support system of the planet. It provides us with water, clean air, the oxygen cycle, the carbon cycle, all our fuel, all our food. 75% of the food we eat comes from being pollinated by plants. We need to support them. They support us. All those incredible creatures that pollinate our plants support us, and we need to support them now because it is facing unprecedented. It's called, actually, in some parts, the windscreen phenomena. So years and years ago, do you remember if you went on a drive for a while, you'd have to get out and clear the windscreen of all the splattered bits of goo? That's not happening anymore because the insects are gone. It's devastating. So there's so much we can do. That's the good news thing is, there is an awful lot that we can do. But you can start with hedgerows, which I think, you know, you look at a hedgerow and you can kind of poo-poo and you can go, yeah, sure, yeah. Hedgerows, think of them as the wildlife corridors of the landscape. They are man-made, but they provide corridors for insects and creatures and birds to navigate safely through the landscape of Ireland and around the world. So people would say, but what's the point in me having a pollinator basket or a little pollinator patch on the outside of my garden in Dublin? But what they'll do is all those creatures and insects will actually, if you have one and you have one over there, they will connect with each other and they will form little corridors of safety. That's the thing. Because what we have done is we have decimated the habitats, but we have fragmented the habitats too. We've cut nature away from joining up and being safe. We need to provide shelter and safety and food and water for wildlife because we need them more than we really, really know. And without all of those creatures, we're not going to last for 5 minutes.
Someone else who appreciates the significance of hedgerows is Noel Leahy. Growing up, Noel's family always had bees on their farm and now operates Slieveachtaí Honey. He knows the importance of bees to nature and our lives, but also how critical it is that we protect our hedgerows.
In the hedgerows, out in the fields, the wild natural herbs, and looking at all of those herbs, and these are so, so important because that's what gives our flavour to our meats. Like, if you look at the hedgerows, how they sustain life from all your insects, your caterpillars, you name it, and even for the birds, it provides protection. That's why I find it so sad when we drive around the countryside and you see hedgerows being pulled out. Because they're so, so important. And that's really, you know, what it is. But from a sustainability point of view, from their importance within the ecosystem, bees are very, very important. And it's something when you get more and more into the bees that you see how they operate. My God, it's fantastic. But the honeybee is doing well. You know, I'm happy where they are. The bigger thing, in Ireland, we have over 100 species of bees. The problem is that, again, you have your mining bees, your leaf cutters, you know, your humble bumblebee that are small and small. colonies, a lot of their natural habitats have been ripped out. And when we rip those out, we leave them less and less access. They're struggling, and that's what's scary about it, because they play a very, very important part of the whole ecosystem. So it is important that, you know, the honeybee is here. Yes, there's a lot of work to be done with them. There's a lot of minding with them. I feel myself, yeah, we're not doing too bad, particularly the west of Ireland, because we have such a beautiful natural landscape. You know, you could call the west of Ireland every bit of it organic. You know, in fairness, if, you know, go back up the mountain there, my God, it's the natural farming practices. No one is going cracked with fertilizers. No one goes cracked, you know, mad putting out, you know, Roundups and all your pesticides. And it's that that's leaving them, the landscape natural, it's leaving our water good, and all of those contribute to strong and healthy bees, and that's important. But the mining bees and the solitary bees is where we need to, that's the picture we need to be looking at.
There you heard Una O'Dwyer and Noel Leahy. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.